Puget Sound steelhead will be heading to an inland Washington lake again this summer. That's because federal officials are conducting a review of those hatchery programs. The controversy is bringing up a lot of debate about hatchery science in the Northwest. Courtney Flatt has more.
That's the sound of thousands of steelhead plopping into Rock Lake. The bishop traveled 7 hours in tanker trucks from Puget Sound over the Cascade Mountains and into the eastern Washington desert.
This lake is real nice and deep, so it won't take them long to find some lower depths to find some cooler water.
Brian Russell is leading the team stalking Rock Lake. In about 3 minutes, the steelhead are dumped from this tanker and are swimming near the shore. You can see fish jumping all around. A few accidentally swim onto the banks. Workers toss them back into the lake. When these fish spawned, they were supposed to end up in a river heading to the ocean, not an inland lake. But why they ended up here is a longer story. It started with a lawsuit.
There seems to be this common misconception that there really is no difference between hatchery fish and wild fish.
That's Jamie Glasgow. He's an attorney with Wild Fish Conservancy. The advocacy group argues that hatchery fish are, in fact, harming wild populations. Glasgow says one main concern is the difference in wild fish and hatchery fish genes. He says those differences can disrupt the timing of runs, where fish spawn, and even how they look. Glasgow gives an analogy to explain wolves versus golden retrievers. He says, imagine what would happen if wolves and domesticated retrievers bred in the Cascades.
The offspring of that pairing would also have reduced fitness and reduced ability to survive in the wild. It wouldn't be as bad as the pure Labrador, but it wouldn't be as good as the pure wolf. And that's exactly what we see happening in steelhead. That's what the science is telling us.
Based on that, the Wild Fish Conservancy sued to keep hatchery steelhead out of most Puget Sound rivers, pending a review of each hatchery program. The conservation group won. Now, federal officials are conducting a full-scale environmental analysis of Puget Sound steelhead hatcheries. And that has Chris Donnelly fuming. He's the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife's Inland Fish Program Manager.
That was really the making the best of a really bad situation at this point.
He says it's a bad situation because Puget Sound anglers are losing out on fisheries. But more importantly, to Donnelly, the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife may lose these Puget Sound hatcheries. It's been 2 years since the department has been able to release most of these steelhead.
We're sitting in a situation where, you know, the last set of eggs that we're going to collect was this year. Those brood fish are on station. If we don't get a permit to release those, it's going to be very difficult to keep those programs going.
National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration officials say they received thousands of comments on a draft environmental assessment. Rob Jones oversees hatcheries for NOAA Fisheries. He says hatchery science is evolving quickly. And that's why these hatcheries need a review process.
It was pretty clear to us that these particular early winter steelhead programs, there's really a lot of debate about them.
This is the first time early winter steel hatcheries in Puget Sound have been put under this review. While the scientists debate, Eastern Washington anglers, like Chet Dixon, are taking advantage of the newly stocked fishery.
Oh, I think it's good fishing here most all the time. I got one on now, but they're little.
Managers say the new fish will be better catching this fall. And later this summer, NOAA's holding public meetings about the environmental assessment of Puget Sound hatcheries. I'm Courtney Flatt at Rock Lake, Washington.